PK 台，大家学起来！各位朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的《轻松学英语》英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。我们又来到了周一的英文电台地道美语口语经典的直播课堂了。各位朋友，你准备好了吗？今天要和我们一起再来学习一篇非常精彩地道的对话。马上邀请出我们的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是人见人爱、花见花开、车见车爆胎的小高老师。
对呀、啊，今天小高老师差点让车爆胎了。
I did. Oh my god.She was crazy. I was in a taxi, and the taxi driver took a wrong turn. But 我现在就是对我自己特别满意，特别骄傲。为什么呢？因为我没有对司机生气。
哎，那你今天表现得非常的有修养，
对，
非常的像一个 gentleman。
虽然我就是这出现在我脑海，我该不该生他的气？但是最后我就觉得没有关系，反正他并不是故意的。然后他像我一样是一个人类，然后人类总会犯一个错误啊，没有任何人是完美无缺的。
我发现你进步了
啊！谢谢谢谢，
你竟然开始可以体谅和宽容别人，
对呀，
长大了。
而且呢，我就上了车之后，我说啊，谢谢谢谢师傅，谢谢，我没怎么骂他什么的，因为没关系，反正我到达了，然后我跟大家在一起，然后现在坐在静静的旁边了，然后我是个开心果。
是啊，小高老师是人见人爱的小高老师啊，
是。
所以说呢，一般来讲是不会跟别人生气的，是不是？
对。
今天呢，你看这天儿那么好，同学们又聚在一起学口语了。今天我们带给大家的这个话题啊，是我们这本书当中的 Topic 8。第八个主题啊，它是一篇呢 school talk。虽然说它是一种类似于像校园内的闲谈，但是呢，也不完完全全是发生在校园当中，因为它主要呢是关于一件事情，是关于暗恋这件事情。
Oh my gosh! Now I gotta. Do we know how to say 暗恋 in?Yeah, we've learned it a couple times here.
其实我们在节目当中学过多次了，关于感情里暗恋这个单词怎么说、
okay.
或者这个表达怎么说，很多同学可能已经想不起来了吧。
啊，晶晶很聪明，她为什么说这个表达怎么说？因为晶晶她已经知道暗恋在英文里面，我们用一个名词而不是动词
来表达。
We have a crush on somebody. We have a crush. 所以呢，关键词就是 crush， 但是呢，我们必须用动词来形容它。We have a crush on somebody， 就比如说我暗恋某人 ，I have a crush on somebody。
对，如果经常看美剧的同学，应该会对这个表达非常非常的熟悉了。在英文当中，我们不说什么 secret love somebody 啊，我们不这么说，我们一般用一个动词的短语来表达，叫你对某人有一种情愫。Have a crush on somebody. 那么这个 crush 怎么拼写呢？
C-R-U-S-H, crush.
非常正确。这个表达在老友记当中，在很多的青春美剧里经常出现。这是美国人口语里常用的一个词，叫 have a crush on somebody.
That's right.、Have a crush on somebody. Now,、I'm really anxious to hear from some of our listeners.You know, I know a lot of you guys are married, and before you were married, did you have a crush on your 未来的那位？
哎，其实暗恋呢，只是今天这个主题的一部分。
Yeah.
它更重要的一部分是，在你暗恋别人的时候，你的身上会产生一种情绪。
That's right.
这种情绪就是吃醋。
Oh my gosh, get jealous, right? 为什么呢？会吃醋呢？因为就比如说，对方他不知道你喜欢他，所以呢，他当然。就怎么说呢？别人跟他 flirt with 怎么说
？flirt with 就是比较打情骂俏，关系好。
打情骂俏，关系好。当然你很有可能会吃醋的。
其实吃醋这个单词呢，在英文当中，咱们绝对不能说啊，这个 eat as vinegar。
对，不可以。
这是绝对不能照直着翻译的哈，吃醋绝对不能这么说，吃醋只能去形容一个人的心态，他变得有些嫉妒了。
That's right.
所以刚才小高老师教我们的吃醋是怎么说的？
We call it getting jealous.
Get jealous. Jealous 就是嫉妒的，心里不爽的，各种不舒服的。
Have you ever felt jealous over somebody else?
或者是说，你是不是一个容易吃醋的人？
That's a really, really good question. You know what? I think, I think we all are to some extent, you know, to some extent, to be fair. You know, I am to some extent, and not just with Lee and I. Sometimes if my friend, let's say my friend has, maybe he gets a new car, like a Ferrari. Okay, 小高老师一定会吃醋的 okay?
小高就是看不得别人有什么比自己好的是不是、啊
yeah. Journey ZM says I have a crush on going for gold
可以这么说吗
oh,
一般来讲这个 crush 后面可接的都是人
That's right You can say I really like going for gold Or you can even say I love going for gold But you can't say I have a crush on going for gold 因为 going for gold 不是一个人
对、
yeah.
所以 have a crush on somebody 后面是只能接人的、
yeah.
那么在今天这个对话里呢小高扮演的这一位啊男生啊他就是暗恋上了一个女生然后他变得特别特别的吃醋
Oh my gosh
小高喜欢上了 Jennifer 但是他非常胆小又非常的害羞 He's a shy boy 他不敢有任何的行动可是每次他看见 Jennifer 和学校的那个 Bob、
right.
关系不错的时候哇他心里这下可难受的呀、
嗯、
各种不爽你知道吗人家说一个男人吃醋会有很多的方面能够表达出来
That's right
比如说在说话的时候尖酸刻薄不留情面
Oh my god
会不会变得非常的 sarcastic
Oh yeah Right、
是吧男人在看到自己心仪的女生跟别人表现很亲近的时候都会感到不舒服另外呢会表现出非常强烈的占有的欲望
Oh, oh, now how do we say this?
比如小高、
yeah.
我俩关系好
okay, okay.
但是我跟你谈起另外一个男生我觉得他挺优秀的
Oh, no, 我不想听我不愿意听
你会说别理他
Yeah, 别理、You know what, 不用跟他说话呀你应该你更应该跟我说话呀
对你会说他有什么了不起啊
对啊他哪里了不起啊
他哪里有我好
对啊他只有我厉害一半儿
不，还根本不到一半
对啊，
根本不能跟我比。
嗯，对他比不了、哦，我们俩是两码事儿。
对，还有呢，他会劝告自己的朋友说：“你小心哦，他一定是对你有不良的企图，你不要再去接近他了。
”Oh my gosh! Yeah,
是吧
？Yeah, yeah, 也会有这种情况。
哎
，Let's see here. Somebody just asked in the 聊天室 They said.Does have a hot on somebody mean to have a crush on somebody? 是这样的 we say we have the hots for somebody. We don't say we can't say that we have a hot on somebody, but we can say we have the hots for somebody.
嗯，那是当中有个朋友问到说，既然是喜欢某人，可不可以说 have a hot on somebody 呢？是不可以的啊，你只能说 have the hots.For somebody,、
mm-hmm.
on somebody, 是吧 Yummy Mommy 说那我觉得女生也是爱这样的也爱 get jealous.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I really, really, really think so.
嫉妒这事儿吧它是人的一个天性。
But you know what? You know what? Guys do too. Guys get jealous too. And so, like, it's funny, I have a friend. Okay, my friend, she's a girl. She told me that her boyfriend made her delete all of her 男性朋友、
uh-huh.
All of her 异性朋友 yeah.And I thought, you know, that was so unfair to her. It's like, come on, 那个真的太不公平了，太过分了。
这就是我们刚才所说的，这个人他的占有欲会变得很强。
Yeah.
他不让你去跟别人其他的任何人接触。
Yeah. So the, you know, guys get jealous too. And in this case, it seems like the guy was more jealous than the girl. So, you know.It's not just women who get jealous. It's guys get jealous too.
啊，大家说呀，说这个呢，跟我的情况是一样的。看来每个人还是很明白自己的那种有嫉妒的这个心情啊。
Yeah.
本来 love 这件事情呢，啊，它就是一个比较排他的一种，它就是一种排他的东西。
That's right.
你不能说还有个第三者、第四者。那别人要是知道了肯定心里是非常不爽的
That's right
今天呢这个小高喜欢上 Jennifer 以后也不敢表白但是呢他就嫉妒那个 Bob 啊，他觉得 Bob 这人特讨厌结果有一天呢他发现 Bob 被学校开除了
Oh my gosh He got expelled from school
He got expelled from school
And I was like so happy I was so happy 为什么呢 Because 现在我有崭新的机会
是啊因为你的情敌呢没有了
That's right
哎，情敌在英文当中怎么说呀
Is it like not your competitor? I know 劲敌
劲敌
I would say your arch rival arch rival.
Arch rival.
Like, you know, Superman, his arch rival, or Batman's arch rival was the Joker, right?
Mm.
The Joker.
他的情敌啊，这个 Bob 呢，被学校给开除了，他就特别高兴。Yeah. 那此时此刻呢，他还是不敢去跟 Jennifer 表白。
Oh.
他觉得 Jennifer 要是嫌我丑怎么办呢？ Jennifer 要是嫌弃我不够那个关心人怎么办呢？啊， Jennifer 要是嫌弃我这个那个怎么办呢？他有很多很多的担忧。
Yeah.
那么问题来了 ，What is a 小高's horoscope?
My horoscope
等等，
okay.
在这样的一篇情景当中，
哦、oh. ，
是一个什么样的人才能够做出这样的行为呢？
Interesting, interesting question. I'm very excited here. But, you know what? I think today's dialogue, we're going to learn a lot of, di di da da da, mei you ko you.
是的，在这样一篇哈、啊，全是讲你的情绪、你暗恋、你的大吃飞醋的这样对话当中，相信大家一定会有很多独特的收获。里面有很多超酷的英文的口语，你可以挑哪些你喜欢的，把它们都记住。对话不长。
Yeah, 不长不长 ，but 很好玩，而且很实用，
很实用。另外呢，我们也给大家出了微信互动的话题，一会儿您可以来挑战一下。有的呢是单个的 sentence， 有的呢是一个 dialogue。
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited. In fact, I'm extremely excited.
每句话都很经典，比如说 dialogue one 第一段，晶晶说：“小高啊，在学校，你有喜欢的人吗
？”So 小高。Do you have the hots for anyone at school?
有人听懂这句话吗？小高既然没有说 Do you like someone at school? Do you fall in love with someone at school? 都没有这么说。他说的是
I said, do you have the hots for anyone at school?
这里有个短语。刚才我们说了 have a crush on somebody。这里有个短语叫做 have the hots。Hots 不是那个热加上一个 S 吗
Well, yeah, that's one meaning. If you have the hots for somebody, then here it means that you like somebody. And in fact, you're physically attracted to them, okay? You like their Maoxiang, okay? You think that they are very good looking, and you like them, okay? So that's what it means to have the hots for somebody. Have you ever heard, like, for example, I think Zhang Ziyi is hot, okay? That means, you know, I think Zhang Ziyi is very attractive,
mm-hmm.
very attractive. I appreciate her Maoxiang, right?
Mm-hmm.
How she looks. I think she's really hot, which is true.
你说这个短语是不是用我是由 hot 这个形容词演变而来的
Same thing, same exact thing. So if you have the hots for somebody, then you think somebody is hot. You like them. Okay?
如果我们在英文当中形容一个人他很热很 hot,
yeah, that's right.
证明我们觉得这个人对我自身很有吸引力
That's right.
那在这儿呢我们把它认为是have the hots, 一个复数形式、
yeah.
Have the hots for somebody, 就是我们认为这个人外表上对我们产生了吸引力。
吸引力。
你刚才就是这么说的，相貌上。
That's right.
是不是 ?Have the hots for anyone at school. 那我们这句话翻译成中文就是说，你觉得谁是谁对你有吸引力吗
?Yeah.Do you think, Jennifer has the hots for you? Yeah,
你觉得 Jennifer 会从外表上喜欢你吗
?Ooh. I don't know.
Do you have the hots for anyone at school?我觉得大家互相之间可以用这句话问问对方、
so.
你喜欢谁就不再说 Whom do you like? Or do you like Bob?
Yeah,
因为太乏味了、
太 boring 了太 boring 了今天啊这是滴滴答答的没有口语啊所以我们必须学
对说的没错啊尤其是那些颜值高啊魔鬼身材的人啊更可以用 have the hots for、
oh.
他专门强调的是一种外表的吸引力
Wow, hey, what is 魔鬼身材 What is that?
身材好啊
oh, 魔鬼 Because、so、魔鬼 like a devil, like a devilish body
身材好的像魔鬼做出来的一样啊
wow, this is my goal in life to have a 魔鬼身材 body but 我做不到我做不到
不一定小高我觉得你能做到的
臣妾做不到啊
臣妾你一定要做到、啊、
OK OK OK
Do you have the hots for somebody? 我们学到这个短语很酷吧
Oh God it's so cool
潮爆了、
嗯、
你在学校有没有喜欢的人了呀
Do you have the hots for anyone?
Do you have the hots for anyone? 小高却说
Besides you, no one
哎呦喂，这嘴可真甜呐、啊！这是什么意思啊
？OK, I said besides you, besides you 就是除了你以外吗？
哦、oh, 嗯，除了你以外，
没有人啊 ，right？
没人了，
yeah, 没。
嘴可真甜呐、啊！
Yeah.
不就喜欢你吗？
Yeah.
没别人了哈。
Yeah.
晶晶知道这是假话，他就说、mm-hmm. 少来
，gag me。
英文当中也有少来这个短语，
有啊 ，gag me, gag, g a g, gag, 然后有一个空格，然后 me, right, gag me, gag 什么意思呢？OK, 我对晶晶发个动作，然后他可以用中文来形容、
gag me,
yeah, like if you want to express that you feel sick.Okay, you feel, 你感觉很恶心
啊、
right? 你可以说 gag me, right?
那你说这句话的时候是不是要感觉到你很、
yeah.
有点恶心
Now this is a joking way. This is a way that two friends, close friends would joke with each other. So it's often used quite casually、and among friends, okay? You want to express to your friend in like a silly, friendlyway that you feel that you know you feel sick you know
你知道了这个 gag me 的意思呢就是说如果别人对你说了一些虚假的话你觉得他很假或者是呢你觉得他做了一件很恶心的事情
That's right
你就说 gag me 但是你要注意了这是用在朋友之间开玩笑的话、少来了你少恶心我了你少恶心人了就是这个意思应该怎么说呢这句话语气
Gag me
Gag me 翻个白眼
Gag me
小高老师正在翻白眼
Gag me
你少来恶心我了、说真的呢
No seriously
Seriously 马上 Gag me 后面接 seriously、
yeah.
就是你别恶心我了、
yeah.
咱们说真的你有没有喜欢的人
No seriously Do you like anyone
这里就可以用 Do you like anyone
There we go、yeah.
小高为什么我这么八卦呢为什么我这么喜欢探听别人的
因为你是女生好不好、
oh, no!
而且你是我最好的朋友你当然会这么问
就我关心你有没有喜欢的人、
yeah.
小高就说他真的有他说我最近呢对这个Jennifer 呢很感兴趣大家注意听啊我对谁感兴趣小高又有新的说法
Well I've had my eyes on Jennifer for a couple of weeks now
我把我的眼睛放在 Jennifer 身上 I've had my eyes on Jennifer 这又是一个很精彩的表达呀
That's right I've had my eyes on someone
这又是什么意思呢
Yeah So if you have your eyes on somebody right 把眼睛、放在别人的身上、It means that you're interested in them You've been noticing them right 你关注了他们关注到他们了、Maybe you haven'tTold them. Actually, you definitely haven't told them yet. If you have your eyes on them, but you're thinking about it, right? You're thinking about it.
你要是喜欢一个人，你一定会长期的对他保持一种注意力和关注，是不是
？That's right.
那就证明其实跟字面上的意思也很相似啊。
很相似。
我把我的眼睛放在某人的身上，我盯着他，我注意他，我关注着他。
That's right.
你看，就是说我对他很感兴趣。I had my eyes on 任何一个人。
Yeah, I had my eyes on Elizabeth, and now I have my eyes on Jennifer. I realized Elizabeth has a boyfriend, so now I have my eyes on Jennifer.
一个正常的对某人呢，私心感一点兴趣，咱们就可以说 have my eyes on 谁谁谁，还不一定说是完全到了一个喜欢他的阶段。
That's right, that's right.
就是说，我觉得这人挺特别的。
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. 有多久了？有couple of weeks now. A couple of weeks 有多久？
A couple, usually, when we say the word couple, it usually means two.
两周。
But now, it doesn't necessarily. It just means, it's like 几个的意思。It's the same as 几个。
几个。
Yeah.
那 a couple of 就是几个的意思了。
Yeah.
在这儿呢，我已经观察他几周了，至少有两周了吧。
至少。
晶晶就说，那对方知道你喜欢他吗？
So, does she know you like her?
这是一个很简单的话。
Yeah.
Does she know you like her?
嗯哼。
她知道你喜欢她吗？小高说，不知道。
Not yet.
Not yet 是指 还不知道。
他还不知道，因为我还没有告诉他。我在这个过程当中，我现在不过是暗恋上他而已。
那你为什么要观察他呢？
因为我觉得她长得很特别，长得可漂亮，挺符合我对我将来那位的要求。我就是特别喜欢她，我希望我们以后能永远在一起。她在我心里是我的公主啊。
可是你就靠一个人长成什么样，你就觉得她应该跟你很合适了？
那当然了，她，因为她就是 Jennifer 嘛，她当然就是我对我太合适了。
你只看了她两个星期，你并不能确定她是否适合你。
但是晶晶啊，我能感觉到他就是对我很合适，我就是想跟他永远在一起，他就是不知道我是一个多么的好的男人。
大家看啊，小哥刚才这一段呢，整个就是一个着了魔的象征啊，他就是中了邪的象征。你看，他就单方面的认为 Jennifer 一定会喜欢他。
啊、那当然了，因为就是说，问题是他还不认识我，他只需要一段时间来适应过来而已。
如果有一天 Jennifer 看了他一眼，他会认为 Jennifer 已经爱上他了。
一定的，给他一段时间让他慢慢认识我，他一定会喜欢上我的。
我们身边这个活生生的例子就告诉了我们，一个人如果陷入爱情是比较容易盲目的，他会判断错误一些很多的信息，他会单方面的认为别人一定是对他有意思了，尤其是那个人是他喜欢的。小高说，哎呀，他还不知道呢，不过我最近总看见他和 Bob 两个人在干嘛。
Not yet. I've seen her flirting with Bob a lot lately.
你看看，这里有个单词 ，I've seen her. 我最近老看着她。好了，这个单词叫 flirt.
Flirt, yeah, I've seen her flirting.
好 ，flirt 一定要接 with somebody. 英文当中有个短语叫 flirt with somebody， 什么意思
？Okay, if somebody flirts with somebody else, okay, flirt is a very interesting word.Very interesting word. It's like you're being very 模糊不清. You're not being direct. You're not directly saying I like you. You're kind of 拐弯抹角，暗示他你喜欢他。就比如说，我来老表扬你。Oh, Jing Jing, I see your hair is so beautiful today.
哎呦，晶晶，你今天头发真不错啊。
And that black sweater looks so cute on you.
哎呀，这件黑毛衣
yeah,
真的是你穿上去太好看了。
Yeah, you are so cute when you smile. You know
哎呀，你笑起来真的太可爱了。
Yeah, I love your smile and your teeth are very beautiful.
哎呀，你的牙齿也很好看。
Yeah, and actually, 这些都是真话。表扬晶晶太容易了，知道吗？太有太多的 OK 举例子
你刚才说了这么多我的好话，你什么意思啊？
OK I'm flirting with you.
那 A 如果说 flirting with B 的话
then A
那实际上 A 和 B 是有互动的。
Well, not necessarily. Well, actually, yeah, I do want to say yeah. I do want to say yeah, because if it was Yi Fang Yan, then A would be kind of like hitting on B, right? A would be hitting on B. But you're right, Jing Jing. I just, 我突然发现, yes. If there's flirting going on, it is 互动的. It is definitely 双边的. So maybe when I'm flirting with Jing Jing, Jing might be kind of, oh, you know, she might be, you know, accepting it.You know, she might be kind of, you know, enjoying, my flirting with her.
对，如果呢，我回复小高刚才这么多表扬我如果说啊，没有，还来哪里了？如果我这样，
yeah.
那么我就跟小高有一种 flirt 存在。
Yeah, that's flirt.
如果我回应了，那就有存在。
That's
如果我说走开，忙着呢，没看见我忙着吗？
Yeah.
别搞这一套啊。
Yeah.
如果我这样把你给拒绝了，
yeah.
那就不叫 flirt 了。
That is not flirting. That was me. I was trying to hit on her, but I got rejected.
Flirt with somebody. 如果我们翻译成中文打情骂俏的话，会显得比较俗。实际上，它是指两个人之间呢有一种暧昧的互动。
That's right. 暧昧的互动。
暧昧的互动，模糊不清的，拐弯抹角的。
Yeah.
但是两个人是有来有往这种。现在呢，在我们的电子时代，大家通过那些什么。互联网啊，对不对啊？什么微博呀、微信啊等等这些，也很容易有 flirt with somebody 的情况出现。
That's right.
好，这就是这样一个单词，想必大家一定会很喜欢。
Oh God, yes.
我看见了他 flirting with Bob a lot.
A lot.
很多。
I mean, a lot.
a lot.
And I don't like that. I don't like that.
你说这一两次吧，也就行了。你这没完没了的是什么意思啊？是吧？没完没了的 a lot lately， 这让我感到很不舒服。
It really rubs me the wrong way.
又是一个强大的句子，我们见都没见过。
Yeah.
小高讲一下这个句子。
Okay, interesting. So rub, first of all, rub. We have to think about an animal. Let's think about a cat. Okay.
我们来想想关于猫这个动物。
Okay. A cat. If you move your hand from his head to his back, right? That would be rubbing him the right way. Right? We'd be rubbing him the right way. Now, if I took my hand.And I rubbed the cat from his back to his head, that would be rubbing him the wrong way. His hair would move up, and it might not be comfortable for the cat. That's rubbing somebody or something the wrong way. So hair and Mao, it usually has a direction, right? A special direction where if you pet it, you have to follow that direction, okay?
Mm-hmm. 如果你摸小动物，从它的头摸到身上，啊，摸到它的后背，因为它的毛是顺着长的
yeah.
所以你叫 rub it the right way.
That's right.、
啊、rub it, rub 就是 R-U-B, 就是摸摩擦的意思吧。
That's right.
Rub it the right way. 如果你把它的毛逆着摸，从背后背摸到头，那不就是逆着毛摸了吗？
That is, that's right.
叫 rub the cat the wrong way.
然后你说那只毛会感觉舒服吗？
非常难受。
对，他会觉得很奇怪，很别扭，很不能接受，很难受。This is being rubbed the wrong way. So interesting, 哈、huh? ，有一个这样的动作，能来形容这个情况。
我觉得他形容人的心理真的是太好了，
真的，
让你的心里怎么都不舒服，怎么都不合适。
That's right.
叫 It really rubs me the wrong way. It 在这里可以指任何的事情。
That's right. It could be anything. You're right. It really rubs me the wrong way.
Hey, 我们学到这个短语叫某种状况 rubs me the wrong way. 逆着我的毛摸，引申为中文就是什么情况让我感到很不舒服。
Anya 刚才问到，她说到底是 rub 还是 rob? R-O-B. 是这样的，是 R-U-B. Rub.
R-U-B. Rub. 摩擦摸这个单词。Yeah.好，你看他和爸爸这个情况呢，就让我感到很不舒服。晶晶说，那这样吧，我觉得你可以邀请他当你的学习小伙伴。
I think you should ask her to be your study buddy.
I think you should ask her. 你可以让他来当你的
your study buddy.
哈哈，还有这样一说。
Yeah.
什么叫 study buddy?
Okay, let's think about it. There's two words here. One is study, the other is buddy.So we know what study means. Study means to
学习
to 学习 And we know what buddy means. Buddy is like a 小朋友 right? It's your 伙伴
学习小伙伴
Yeah, it's a 学习小伙伴 Now we often have this, this 概念in English, okay? When I was in America, I had many study buddies. So a study buddy could be a guy or a girl. It doesn't necessarily have to be a 异性朋友 But here, I'm, you know, Jing Jing saying, hey, why don't you first ask her to be your study buddy?
实际上她是在让你行动，对不对
yeah, That's right. 认识认识。
认识认识。
Yeah.
可是小高却说，他说，哎呀，我在想我是不是应该送她一枝花，然后约她去看电影。
I was thinking I could give her a flower and ask her if she wants to see a movie.
I was thinking I could give her a flower.给他送一枝花
Yeah.
你会不会吓到 Jennifer? 你是谁你为什么要给他买枝花
不可能吧我觉得他一定会喜欢的。
你看这就是这个爱情中的人啊这脑子里是有魔怔的。
Yeah, that's right.
是中了邪的。
Yeah.
他就觉得对方一定是可以接受他的花的。
What would you think if some random guy came up to you and gave you a flower and then says, would you like to see a movie?
我要报警。是不是这意思
yeah,
哈
That's right, yeah.
然后还有你看一个陌生的男孩上来给你一枝花然后约你看电影你不吓跑了才怪对不对
Yeah.
If she wants to see a movie, 他去看电影。晶晶说哎别太着急别太着急。
Hold your horses.
拉住你的马。小高老师教过千百遍了这个短语。拉住你的马等于 be patient.
Yeah. Hold your horses.
Like, you hold your horses.
Yeah.
别着急，你应该先慢慢了解她。
You should get to know her first.
Get to know somebody, 慢慢了解某人、get to know somebody. 你呢应该先 get to know her first.、
嗯、
就是你这个要一步一步的发展感情。
That's right.
你不一上来就是说来给你花，来我们去看电影。
对。
那你这个百分百失败。
That's right. That's right.
所以金金告诉他说，你现在如果就表现得像一个白马王子一样的话，还为时过早。好，这句话呢是同学们的微信互动。你知道白马王子应该怎么说吗
？My prince in shining armor, is that it? My knight in shining armor. It's my knight in shining armor.
只要不是 white horse prince,
yeah,
就可以了。
Yeah. But 差不多，差不多的意思。
很多朋友参加了这一句的互动，我马上来迅速看一下。
Yeah. Anyways.Let's talk about Cynthia.、
嗯、
Cynthia says, it's too early to be a prince. Ooh, very close. It's too early to be a prince. I'll take that, because 在语法上 it's 没问题。Cynthia, don't worry, we can say it even more 地道。
好，小凡。
小凡。Oh, 小凡 says,、it's too soon to act like Prince Charming right now. 非常棒。
不错。
She got it. She got it perfectly. That's the word I used. I used Prince Charming.
Prince Charming, 魅力王子其实就是英文中的白马王子啦。而且他这里用的很好叫 act like, 表现得像一个 Prince Charming.
That's right.
非常好踏沙行。
It's quite early to act like a Mr. Right now. Okay, interesting. Now usually, in this situation, when we're talking about the...白泽王 right, or 白泽王
白马王子
白马王子白泽 I'm thinking 白泽万路 down the street
对我也想的是白泽万路
okay anyways we usually say Prince Charming okay Mr. Right is when we're talking about 你希望将来能找到你最理想的那位
另一半才叫 Mr. Right
yeah
所以其实白马王子还不见得是 Mr. Right.
Right.
王颖。
王颖 says, it's too soon to behave like a Mr. Right.
啊、哦、还是这个 Mr. Right 跟白马王子还是不一样的。
还有就是你用的 behave. Behave 一般来说是一个就比如说小朋友的行为。Right, we should say act. Act like.
还是 act be, behave 更好。
That's right.
小秋。
It's too early to act like a Prince Charming.
完美了。
Perfect. I love it. I just love it. 小九 我不能再爱了。
小勇。
It is too early to behave like a Mr. Right now.
再一次 behave 换成 act.
That's right.
就是 Mr. Right 是 Prince Charming 就好了。
Yeah. And then 注意发音 like 你的词尾的克我没听出来。
太好了。三缄其口。
It is too early to behave as a soulmate. Okay, so here, soulmate 用的跟 Mr. Right 差不多。Again, Prince Charming 在这里最合适。
其实 soulmate 灵魂伴侣比 Mr. Right 的境界可更高了啊。
That's right.
所以在这儿用的太
yeah,
高了一级。
You're right, yeah. Soulmate, yeah, I want my soulmate. Okay.Lucia says it's too early to behave like a Mr. Right.
就把 Mr. Right 换掉。
Yeah, 然后把 behave 写成
act.、
Mm.
Coin.
Coin says it's too early to act like a prince. Okay, we'll take it because now you know that the correct word is Prince Charming,、
mm.
right? It's Prince Charming is the word. So 加一个 charming. Charming 的意思就是
有魅力的、
mm.
迷人的王子。此处你只说了王子可以接受 Ray GG
It's too early to act as a white horse prince now
他说了白马王子
好可爱 他就是把白马王子
的白马给写出来了
yeah, The white horse prince
现在你知道了不能这么说豆豆
Dodo says You don't have to jump the gun 哦很好 Jump the gun 就是很着急、Acting like her Mr. Right、okay.
换成 charming
That's right And it would just be so perfect
接下来就完美了 Sunlight
It is far too early to behave like Prince Charming
Ooh I like that 他用的是Far too early, 太早。
真好 ，Jasmine 甜，有语音吧。
It's too early to act like a Prince Charming now.
太好了。
I just love it. I just absolutely
love it.
Love it.
申屠霞。
It's too early to make you like a princess charming.
Ah, good. So we want to use act like. It's too early. 然后注意发音 early. 你的 R, 不够明显. Yeah. Yeah, I heard a early. I heard early. We want to say early.
徐小艺 Summer, 第一句话。
Now it's too early to behave like a prince charming.
Behave 换成 act.
That's right.
Richard
says, it's too early to act like a gentleman.
Gentleman?
No. 你永远要 act like a gentleman. 你永远，因为 a gentleman 的反义词就是God, how do we say that? It's like a slob or someone who's not a gentleman.
流氓。
Like a 流氓。Yeah, you don't want to be a 流氓。Come on.
所以这里应该是 Prince Charming.
Yeah.
瑕不绝尘。
It seems too early that you act as a Prince Charming now. Mm. Okay, a little grammar error here. We would want to say...It's too early to act like a Prince Charming.
表现得像 act like 什么什么什么、Manly.
Manly says, it is too early to show you like Mr. Right, and everything will happen. Hey, 你后面。
后面是什么
后面是什么后面是什么是你加了你想把故事写完是吧
不错有创意
okay.
你要有自己的创意、
yeah.
OK 我们来看小高老师其实他用了很简单的话说、
yeah. It's too early to act like Prince Charming
一模一样
yeah, 跟大家一模一样
It's too early to 太早了以至于怎么样呢 It's too early to act like Prince Charming
This is so awesome. It's too early to act like Prince Charming.
就是你现在别还表现得像个白马王子一样
yeah,
是不是啊
That's right.
你们外国人也是这样吗感觉外国人还挺着急的。
也有挺着急的真的真的有挺着急的。
但是大多数人还是像中国人似的还得慢慢培养感情是吗
Well, they should, 应该这么做但是不是所有的时候都做。
OK, 我觉得你说的有道理。
Yeah.Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. 谢谢你。
Thanks.
别客气。
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. 是不客气的意思。
对，而不是别提。不是别提的意思。
我就想说这个。
对。
Don't mention it. 不是别提了。是不客气。哎呦，您不用提啊。不用提谢谢这俩字儿叫 don't mention it。
Don't mention it, you silly billy.
其实这个时候小高的心里还是很难受的对不对
真的很难受为什么呢因为他最近老跟 Bob flirt
a lot.
然后我真的 rubs me the wrong way, 我受不了了。